Hello, people. Welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich, and today we talk about football. Okay, people. Let's come back here in Scotland. Let's talk a little bit more here about, you know, Scottish Premier League. Now, we all know what's happening. We all know what's going to happen at the end of this season. Rangers winning title. Nobody's going to stop them. Every time I talk about Scottish League, people, we all know what we're talking about. We talk about Celtic or Rangers. You know, nobody wants to talk about anything else apart from those two. It's been like that for so many years. You know, since I came in the UK, it's been Celtic or Rangers. If that's not Celtic, it's Rangers win the title. Either those two. Now, what I need to talk about today, people, is all about the heaps. I'm living in Edinburgh. I can't see any energy here in the city. And I'm talking about football. We've got two massive clubs. One of them is Hart, and the other one is Heaps. Okay, Hart now playing for the lower division. That's okay. Hopefully, they're going to come back up. But I'm focusing right now with Heaps. They need to push. They need to find some investment. And every time I talk about that, people come back and say, oh, Rich, there's no money. There's a pandemic. And, you know, we're smaller than England. We don't have the money that we... nobody cares. Nobody cares. When you get into that type of business, we talk about football, you need to bring someone. You need to find investment. I talked about that before. Last season, I was talking about that with Art. Today, now, I'm looking Heaps sitting behind. I mean, some teams are just happy just to be there. You don't want to go to a party just to be there. You want to be involved. You want to be involved from the beginning to the end. It seems you've got all those teams sitting there happy just to be part of the Scottish Premier League. That's all they want to do. And then they just leave. They have to leave Celtic and Rangers to run and eat the cake on their own. Why? I mean, you've got Heaps there sitting third right now on the table. Yes, they're far behind. But all I'm saying is just take one or two good investment and you back up there. And you're fighting for the title. Let's be honest, people. This season, especially with the pandemic, there was an opportunity. There's always an opportunity. I mean, see, Rangers, nobody thought that they'd come back and win the league, right? I bet you most people thought Celtic was going to win that again this season. That was the talk. Remember how, you know, it is unbelievable if you think about that. You know, because of the financial problem or financial issue that Rangers had, they were put all the way down to the lower division. So they walk all the way back up, and now they're about to win the league. And beside that, now you have the Aberdeen, you have the Hibs. Those below, those middle team table, just happy to be there because they don't want to invest. They're happy just to sit there and act like, okay, we're just part of the group, but we're not going to push for the title. All I'm saying is, that's wrong. That's wrong. I think you have to invest. You have to go and find some investment. Find some investor. Find people. Find some Russian. Find some billionaire in Qatar. Whatever you need to do. But what you see now in most people, especially those owner, you know, it's all about ego. Everybody want to own a club. You know, when you meet your friends, you bring your friends in, so, oh yeah, come over and watch the game, you know, on the VIP suite because I own the club. It's all about ego. There's nothing about trying to develop the club or trying to develop City at all. They don't care about that. Those owners, they don't care. Because really, people, there's a lot of money out there. People are willing to invest in football right now. People are willing to invest. It's just some of these owners, they just don't want to let it go. I'm looking at Ron Gordon right now because he owns the whole club. He's chairman. He has the money. I'm talking about 75 million. You know, 75 million, that's what people say. That's what he has as a net worth, whatever is that. Those guys have a relationship. They can sell those clubs or they can bring some people in just to invest on that club. It doesn't take much. You have one or two, three good players you bring in right here in Edinburgh. You put Edinburgh back on map. Talk about Heaps all the way. Why not? Look at Rangers. Rangers was all the way down. They came back up. Now they're about to win the title now. Taking the title away from Celtic. Why? Because, you know, they're taking, you have to take risk. You have to be willing to take risk. You have to. If you don't do that, how can you know? You don't know. The problem why we talk about Scottish League here, people are scared, obviously, to make investment because, you know, financially, if that doesn't work out, there's a chance that, you know, you might go down and the financial penalty might be even higher. That's the problem. And I understand that completely. I understand that. But at the same time, when you have a club like Edinburgh is a beautiful city, a club like Hibs, you need to have some ambition. I mean, the guys in Glasgow have two main clubs, talking about Celtic and Rangers. I mean, the energy in Glasgow is unbelievable. That's why everything is booming back in Glasgow. Here in Edinburgh, we're too slow. You know, we have two clubs here, but really it's not the same energy. It's not the same energy like in Glasgow. And all I'm saying is we need to have that same energy back here because we have two clubs. You've got Hibs, you've got Hearts. Okay, Hearts again. You know, they sit at lower division championship level right now. They're going to come back up. I'll get on them, you know, whenever they come back up again. But right now, because I can see Hibs sitting third, I'm thinking, why not investing? Why not investing into the club? Why not buying some new player? You need to do that. You need to look at what's up. You know, check the whole environment right now. It's all about taking any opportunity. The pandemic right now, I understand that there is no fans, there's no money. You know, but at the same time, you look at opportunity this season. I'm looking at Rangers winning the title this season. What that tells me is there was an opportunity there. There was an opportunity there for either Hibs or Aberdeen to win something. But really, I'm focused with Hibs right now because I live in Edinburgh. And I want Edinburgh. I want the city to have that energy back. That's what I'm saying. You want that buzz back, man. You want that. You want that buzz back. And now you have Scotland going to the Euro tournament. There's buzz now in the whole country. But really, it's all about the Glasgow guys. It's all about the Celtic and Rangers. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is you have to bring some more investment. And again, I talk about ego here, people. If you can't invest heavily into the squad, sell the club. Or bring some people in just to help you take the club to the next level. You have to. But it's all about ego. I mean, those owners, they just want to talk good game. Like, yeah, I've got my club. I've got my thing. But they don't want to put any money there. They don't want to. They're happy just to be there for the party. They don't want to eat that piece of cake. The only people eating that piece of cake is Celtic and Rangers. And that's it. Nobody else. Everybody is just happy to be there. We have to push. We have to push. You have to be, Edinburgh is such a beautiful place. There's so much opportunity. And Hibs right now, they're not taking that opportunity to take the club to the next level. You have to. And most people are talking about the pandemic. Most people are saying, okay, look, there's so much going on right now. We can't find any investment. Nobody wants to invest. No, people want to invest. A lot of people work in London with a lot of money, man. You know, they're willing to invest. All they need is just give them the keys. They will take that club to the next level. That's all they want to do. But no. Hibs, Aberdeen, they're just happy just to be part of party. They don't want to have that piece of cake, just like Celtic and Rangers. Okay, people. Thank you very much for listening to the Talk Show. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good night.